Hello everyone. Let me share my screen just for a minute. So thanks for joining, and I guess we might be a smaller group today. So we have currently one active UAT, so that is a user acceptance test. And that is from Ryan, and it is about testing the new item reorder functionality in inventory. And we thought it might be a good idea to spend the hour on performing that test if you wish. If you have already done this UAT and participated, you are also free to leave the meeting, of course. And we have a second UAT that is already past the deadline. But I've chatted with Christine, who is responsible for the searching folio inventory data UAT. And she said, even though it's already the deadline has already passed, the form is still open, and she will re review any feedback that is submitted via this form. And take it into her consideration for refining inventory search and maybe search in other apps as well if they are using the search and filter component. So, Regan, do you want to add anything? Otherwise, I would leave this room open. And if anyone has any questions, please just speak up.
I don't have anything at this time.
All right, then happy testing. And if you have any questions, just unmute and speak up. And if you have any questions for our POs, then just Slack them or add your comments in the UAT forms. So I will leave this room open for 1 hour now, and then we can leave the meeting. Happy testing.
Hello, Felix and Charlotte. I'm not sure if you can hear me. I'm just wondering, do you know, is there a instance that has a holdings that has many, 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 many items?
Yeah, I was looking for such an instance as well, and now I'm creating one with many items.
Okay, what do you consider many items?
So I would do 10 or maybe 11, because we had in the past this curse of 10 where everything worked until you had the 11th of
Yeah.
anything.
I'm trying
And
to
you
remember.
can, oh,
Go
sorry.
ahead.
Yeah, you can create one item and then you can duplicate it. So it's quite easy.
Yeah. I guess I'm hoping to test something since I work with periodicals and serials that has more like, 500 or 1,000. A bit more duplicating. Maybe what is the max when I scroll down? Is it 100? I can't remember now.
Was it 200, I think, from
200.
I
Okay.
so I have in my browser's favorites, I have a record. I think it's from University of Chicago, that it's a holding with 30,000 items or so. Let me look it up, and then I
Oh,
can
perfect.
tell you how many display on one page. $16K it is.
Okay, I will try to do some massive duplicating them right now. Thanks. All
All right. So Sarah, I put a link in the chat to Bugfest Sunflower, and there is this instance that has a holdings, and one of these holdings has 16K items, and it will display 200 per page.
200. Okay. So I
Yep.
have to do like 202 or so.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot.
Thanks.
So, Sarah, I've shared another link. That is an instance record where I'm creating a lot of items with the API directly. So, I don't have a script right now, but I'm pressing a button. So, it has a 33, so I can do the 200 quicker, I guess, than using the UI. So.
Ah, great. Oh, good. Yeah, I did now start doing the testing on just having 18, but I was then later going to go back and try to make more. But if you can make more quicker, that would be great. Because one thing that I also wanted to test was I remember from the demo, I don't know if this is in the instructions, that if I have this set up with where I'm receiving actively on it, I remember it like dropped in a weird place. The new one. So, if I have to test that out first, I don't know if
Yeah,
they
we
ask for
have to test
feedback
that.
about that or not. But let me know when if you've created one with more than 200 items, that would be cool to test on.
Yep, sure.
Thanks. Right now, I was duplicating on the one called item test. I decided items test. That's the name of the record that I found. It's easy to remember then.
Yeah, finding stuff sometimes hard. That's why I always put my name in it and hope that Felix is not so common in the title.
That's a good idea. I'll have to remember that.
So now this holdings has 204 items.
The Felix one or the items test? Sorry.
Yeah, the other one where I put the link in the chat, the
Oh,
second
I'm
link.
sorry. Okay. Because right now I had to set up an organization so I could set up an order. So let me see. Link to someone. Ah, okay. So I'm gonna, just so you know, I'm gonna attach the order I'm creating to this record. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there might be a bug when navigating to the next page of items. So when you then click next, it will display 201 to 400, but the page won't update. So you still see the first 200 items and the buttons then become inactive. So that might be because it's a snapshot system. But no, we can't change the items 201 continuing. Great.
Is this something we should try to document with a little screen video and share with Ryan?
Yeah, and I'm also seeing, I just clicked into it, the, I don't know how many are the first, there's like one. Are you
Yep,
guys seeing that too? And then it
that's
suddenly
my
goes to, okay.
bad because the
Oh.
order, of course, is a property of the item record and I didn't change it. So I just then, when I noticed it, I left it blank and then it was populated automatically. So you have to scroll down a bit, I think, from.
Yeah, then I start seeing like not two, three, four. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a human error.
Okay. Well, nevertheless, I'm going to try to receive something on it and just see what happens. Felix, would you like me to file that bug with the navigation buttons?
The folio system we are testing on, so e-testing snapshot, Deco,
Yeah,
CI,
yeah.
is that an official system or
It is, yes, it's the one we call Eureka Snapshot. And so this is new work for Trillium. So, in a way, you could skip a regular snapshot and just test on e-testing.
okay, yeah,
So,
I think then it would be good to inform someone. instead.
Okay, because it's probably a half story point thing to fix. It's just an oversight. Okay, I can do it. But your test record will disappear next time they build the system.
Okay, so we have to do a screenshot or something like that.
Yeah, actually, probably a video is best, but I can try, and it's not a complicated one. It's just fetch the record and show. So I can do it.
So, Felix, how many did you say you had created initially?
204.
Okay, so my two items got added. Question is, will we be able to see them? Because now there's 206.
And we should also have better test data because I just simply copy pasted like a skeleton item that has just bare metadata. You can't really notice if you change the order. What item is it that is being changed? Because you have no barcode to hang on. Status is always available and so on. So, yeah, it's quick and dirty, but not ideal.
Yeah, when I was doing it manually, then I was making sure to add a barcode and going 1, 2, 3, you know. Yeah, so that I could keep them apart.
But an interesting observation is, so I was doing this click on action, move items within an instance. And the moment I was changing the order of the first item via drag and drop, now every item has an the real order property, so it's no longer a lot of ones, but the number has been incremented correctly, so that's interesting.
Oh, but then that's very strange because so there's a total of 206, right? And my two created new items are now 118 and 119, which doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So you can see them like, so I on purpose put something in the enum and cron field so that if you sort up and down, you can bring them up.
Yep, and one of them is in process and the other one is on order, right?
Right. Yeah, I made it on purpose to be weird or different. Yeah, so I would have expected the numbers to be 205 and 206.
I think the reason is so when I was creating the items via the API. The last item, so item number 204, has the order 117. And as you then created your items in receiving or in orders, they got assigned the next three orders. So that's 118 and 119, and
Okay,
maybe.
then that makes sense. Okay.
Right, so we have now 118 two times. 119 as well. So I would assume the moment you move the items, they would get another order.
Okay, I'm going to move them. Is that okay? Or do you want to?
I'm standing by.
Okay.
I guess that's totally off the test plan, but it would be interesting to know what happens when two people or processes are moving the same items at the same time.
Okay. Also, I just changed a number that I'm not sure I wanted to change, and now I don't know what. Oh, that is really, really weird. Like, do you mind if I share my screen?
Yeah, sure.
So I had done the move thing, and now they're all double.
Oh.
And so I thought I was changing one that I wanted to change, and then I realized, wait, this doesn't make any sense. Like, yeah, so there's, so this must have been a 117. But either way, I'm going to now make these in the 200s, but I don't understand why all the numbers are now duplicated, right?
Can you try what happens when you go to actions and stop the item movement?
Okay, now we seem to have single numbers again. Pardon the scrolling.
Yeah.
But why I was also making them 200, can I still bring them up? No. Oh. Oh. Now they have these different numbers again that I did not make. I had made them different numbers.
So is it sorting, it's not sorting by value, but sorting
By page.
no, by literally understanding that one comes before two, come before four, five. Or what is happening here?
Well, but I'm confused. These were not the numbers I gave them. I had
Uh-huh.
made the one 205 and I had made the other one 206. So now
Okay.
it's almost like it's, I don't know how they suddenly became 199 and 200. And then after that, I guess I would expect 123 in here.
Yeah. Maybe take a screen dump. Is it no? Wait. Is it sorting by copy number? Is that what's happening here?
So I had tried to see
Yeah.
where they
Enumeration it
went.
is. Yeah. One,
Yeah,
two. Yeah.
so I had done that. I had on purpose tried to bring them, like I had created them on purpose so that I could do this. But just now, when I gave them numbers, I had also intentionally given them numbers that were beyond 200. But now they don't seem to be that same number again. I don't know what, so I am curious as to see if we do this again, what happens to the numbers? Okay, then they oop.
Oops.
And then you can't do it here. So now if I go, sorry, I am going to scroll really fast here. So down here, we're back to dupes.
Yep.
9 195 196 one, but only some of them at the bottom. And those other ones disappeared. And then I can't get to them.
This is probably something where you do a video recording because it's gonna be so very, very complicated to explain how you trigger the problem and how what it is you see, but visual you can demonstrate it.
Yeah.
Oh,
Oh,
you are
look.
on page two.
I am on page two. Suddenly I'm on page two. But look at that is like, but page two has the most bizarre numbers. And I still don't know where what happened to the ones that I those ones that I had create, you know, that I was actually looking for to move.
So the last one that displays here is 200. So even though it looks like we are on page two, we aren't, right? At least what the order property tells us.
So no, I actually think we are because two and three were missing from the previous page. And then there were duplicates of these. I couldn't see 200 at the previous page, but these were duplicates. And
Yeah, you're right.
I'm gonna go previous. Oh, that's also interesting. One through six. But then, okay, I'm just gonna wait and be patient. Maybe.
Maybe refresh.
Maybe it was a like just a minute ago I scrolled for some reason and then suddenly no, okay.
It would be nice to have at least some kind of indication, like one of those spinners, if it is loading, but it takes some time to process.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go to the bottom just to see what our numbers are. Yeah, so like here is we have one, two, three that are duplicates. So we have three extra. And at the top, no, we do have one, two, three, four. And then if I do this again, and see, like, I get these two, but then my one, two, three are gone. And these are not the numbers I would expect for these because we didn't see them at the bottom.
Yeah, but you gave them like 200 something.
I tried, yeah. So now, for some reason, 200 is here, but one and two are missing. I'm going to do the enum again so I can bring them up. There's also a 200. So the 200 must also be a duplicate. And then, if I wanted to actually try to change the order number of these two new ones.
So these duplicates, is that something
Yeah.
we could fix so it doesn't confuse the test here?
Well, we could see maybe if I, sorry for the scrolling again. Okay, so some of them it looks like we can't, so right, so we would make this a six, make this a seven, make this an eight, make this a nine. And then this is 200. And then the question is, how do we get to the next ones? Because now we have to be able to save this, right? We have to do the stop.
Oh, yes.
So those have been saved. So, well, that's interesting. Now it went back to my.
But you can scroll down and see if the duplicates have gone on this page.
There it looks like it. Let's just see if what we see if we go next.
And I was looking at your two test records and their JSON representation, and they both have the order property set to 200. And in the UI, it was 200 and 199, I think.
I think so too. And then I had tried to make them 205 and 206. Okay, so somehow we got to the second page at one point, but now I am not able to actually get to it. Maybe if I do move, maybe that's what I did. Paw. Look at that. It triggered the second page to come. Okay, so we have, yeah, so now we have three 199s and three 200s. So we'll make this, right, 201, 202. Oh, but I want this one actually to be six. Oops. Oh, and oh, now it's saying I can't have duplicates. Oh. And I want to make this a five. One, I think. Okay.
But that's probably because it's fixed in the UX, UI, that it's checking for duplicate order number.
Yeah.
But you were able to produce the duplicates using the API or something, Felix.
Yep. Yeah, it
Well,
looked like that when it
API
was in the
and
UI.
my creation from receiving. Oh, well, that's interesting. So that now these are numbers that are don't match. Oh no, do I have to just go over? Nope. So that
Yep,
is.
and that is also what I can tell from the API response. The first one, not the first one, but the one with the display summary 2 is now order 6, and the one with display summary 1 is order 5. So somehow instead of 205 and 206, it became 5 and 6.
Yeah. And
So
then
what
where
do you
did
think? I would say that should go to back to the developers, and they should try to replicate the issue here.
Yes. If we somehow can, do a video where we can illustrate that the system simply erased 200, so or 20 in front of this five and number six. And what's the original? So I think for this example, it would probably be a good idea if the item had a barcode, something fictive. So we, because it is a little difficult to track when you know.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so we can do that. I usually just do right. Oh, now it'll be interesting where I end up. So here's my six and my and look.
Now you have to duplicate number again. I say it's very difficult to say exactly, but it's probably several problems happening at the same time here.
Yeah.
What we could also do is, we could send Ryan the link to the recording from today and
Oh,
say,
yeah.
keep skipping until, I don't know, minute 45 or so, and there the issue starts.
Yes, good idea. It's much
Yeah.
better.
Yeah, because
Yeah.
we're recording. That's right. Yay! For once.
A good idea. And then, let Ryan decide what box to write up, because he probably can see that, okay, this is just two different books happening. Or if we start write it up, we maybe write, we slice it wrong.
Yeah, and just to point out, to make it really obvious for the recording now too, that the ones created by the via the order via receiving are the ones that I will just leave them as on order in process and with these extra numbers, because then they're really easy to find, obviously. And then you had created via API. I could create one more via receiving and then actually check it in to see if that then makes it behave differently. But since we have all these other duplicate things happening all the time, maybe that's irrelevant. But making something, an item available very often, kind of severs certain things that are previously controlled by receiving, I find personally. Like you can do certain things to an available item that you cannot do to an in process or on order item. Does that make sense? Okay, I'll just create another one.
And we have reached the end of our.
Oh, right. This is 12:30. Great. Okay. Well, anyways, I will just do it and put it there, and then that I've already said what I'm going to do for the recording.
Right. Then thanks for staying and for attending and testing, and we will, see each other again soon.
Thank you.
Bye
Thank
all.
you.
Bye.
Bye.